ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara begins by discussing the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda added to the lists of differences between Kodshim and Tmura. He added that which the din is by Tmura Asa Shegei Kemezid, Hashem Kevei Mekdash and Leah Asa Shegei Kemezid. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda got his chiddush from the extra word Yiyya in the Pasuk. It says, Vayahu is from Rasa Yiyya Kodesh. It could have simply said, Vayahu is from Rasa Kodesh. From the extra word Yiyya, he learns, L'Rabbi Shrigi Kemezid. That's the din which is unique to Tmura, not to Kodshim. We hold Allah like this chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda. That's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah says also in the Bar Tanura, they say that this din of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is not a machlokes. There is no Tan who argues on this din. In the Taisis Yantif, he says, although we don't find any Tan who argues in the Mishnah, the Lachad Rizim Achlaikis, we see back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara explains the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if Vlad Kochim is Oysa Tzmura, he learns it out of this word Yiyya in the Pasuk. He says, Yiyya, the Rabbi says, Savlad, Vlad Kochim is also Oysa Tzmura, and the Gemara there continues, V'Rabbanon, Rabban who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that Vlad Kochim is not Oysa Tzmura, they hold Yiyya, the Rabbi Shregi Kimezid. They use the extra word Yiyya not to be Marbe Vlad Kochim, then it says it's Tmura, rather Yiyya is the Rabbi Shegi Kemezid, which is like the Sheet of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda over here in our Mishnah. So there is actually a Machlekes Tanoim, the Taisus Yantiv says, Lachar according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that that word Yiyya is used for something else, it would seem that he would not be maskim to this drosha of Asa Shegi Kemezid. Rakapam Lalocha, the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Tmura Locha Beiz, and the Kesef Mishnah over there, and that Rambam writes, that we pasuk in the halacha like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, even though this is a machlokes, as we saw in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Kesef Mishnah mentions that Gemara. Still, he says, firstly, from that which the Gemara says, B'Shem Rabbanon, there in Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara does not quote this din, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, as B'Shem Rabbanon, this mashma, that the Shita of the Chachamim, the Shita of the Rabbim against the Yochid, is that we do make this drosh of Asa Shayi Kemezid B'Tmura. And furthermore, the Kesef Mishnah says, now as we see that there are many Mahalchim and Amirim, four Shitas over here, as we'll see, how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that itself is Muchach, that we pass like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. In general, the Amirim do not have a broad discussion about a Shita which we don't pass, and La Locha like. Now I'll go through the four Shitas of the Amirim, how to understand this din of Osir Shegi Kemezid. There's a lot of confusion about the Girsayis over here. The Iker of the discussion in the Girsayis is about how to be Geris. Is it Loki, Veloy Loki, or Kaddish, Veloy Kaddish? Meaning, are we bringing out a difference between Tmura and Hakdosha as far as the Chi of Malkus, that in Tmura there will be a Chi of Malkus as opposed to the Hakdosha? Or is the difference in the Kedusha being Chal, also Shei Kemezid B'Tmura is Mechadish, that there's a Chalais Tmura even B'Shegeg, as opposed to a regular Hakdosha? We'll go with the Mahalach of the Hagoyis HaGrove here in Oiz Beis. He learns that through the entire Sugya there are no two Lashaynais, although there's a question in the Rishaynim, what is the correct Girsa, Kaddish V'Loy Kaddish, or Loki V'Loy Loki? But throughout the sugya, all four Mahalchim of the Amirim, they were never meant to bring two Lashaynes. Taisa says like this clearly in Dibur Maschil Gabi Tmura Loki. Taisa brings that it's the Machaikis Rishaynim, had understand the Er Gemara, whether we're talking about Kaddish V'loy Kaddish, or Loki V'loy Loki. But according to Taisa also, the Mashmoy says there are no two Lashaynes in the Gemara, it's just the Machaikis and Rishaynim about the correct Girsa in the Gemara. We'll get back to that Nidain, whether we're talking about the Kedusha being Chal, whether we're talking about Malkus. However, firstly, what are the four Mahalchim of the Amirim? So Chizkiah says the Pshat in the Mishnah is, we're talking about a case of Oimer Mutter. One did a regular Maisa Tmura, just he did not know that it was Asa Minatara to do this Tmura. And that's where we contrast Tmura to Hakdosha. When it comes to Tmura, the din is Asa Shegi Kemezid. Mashenki, when it comes to being Makdash Shabal Mum, in a case where he did not know that the Torah asked for one to be Makdash Shabal Mum, there we don't say that the Torah was Asa Shegi Kemezid. Now though the Gemara does not say Beferish, that we're contrasting the case of Tmura to the case of being Makdash Shabal Mum, Nagoy Sagor and Oiz Beis and other Achayim as well, they say that there's a line in the Gemara which belongs here, somehow traveled its way all the way down the Omer, the line that we have in parentheses further down towards the bottom of the Omer. Kasavar Mutr L'Hakdash Ba'amum L'Gavim Mizbeach, That line belongs over here in Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah was contrasting a case where he was Mamer. He did not know the Torah Aser to be Mamer. To a case of one was Makdash Shabbat Mum. He did not know that it was Aser. Again, whether we're talking about the Kedusha being Chal or whether we're talking about the Chiyuv Malkus, we'll get back to that soon. Rakavam, that's the Mahalach of Chizkiyah. Rish Lakish and Yerbichin had a second Mahalach. He explained the case of Aser Shayyid Kemezid. Does not mean that he was a Shaygig. He didn't know that the Torah Aser for one to be Mamer. And he was a Shaygig in how exactly the Tmura was done. He had in mind to say Tmura Sayla and he said Tmura Shlomim instead. In other words, the case is talking about he had a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim in front of him, and he had a behima of chulin, and he meant to say this behima of chulin should be a tmuras oila. Instead, what came out of the mouth was tmuras shlamim. So he knew that there is such a thing as nisr tmur in the Torah, and he was miskaven to be over that isr. He was nisr shagging which tmur to make. He meant to make it from the oila, instead he made it from the shlamim. Another example, kasavar le mashachar v'amar lovan, this is not another pshat, it's not a different lashon which argues on the first lashon. Just another possible example, how one was Mamer B'Shegig, he knew there was an Isser to be Mamer, but he didn't do the Tmur exactly the way he intended to do. Rashi says the case is, he intended to say, Shor Shachar Shayitzimi Beisi Trilo, Yei Tmur Tachas Zeh. He meant to say the first Shor Shachar of Chulin, which comes out of my house, should be a Tmurah instead of the carbon which he has. Instead, what came out of his mouth was Shor Lovan Shayitzimi Beisi Trilo Yei Tmurah. So this is another example where he was not a Shegig on the general Isser of Tmurah, he knew that it was Aser, but he was a shagig in exactly which tmur he wanted to do. In both of these cases, the din is that we say shagig kemezid. This tmur is contrasting to a case of hakdosha where he was makdish shabal mum, and he knew it was usher to do, but he wasn't makdish, the one that he intended to be makdish. There we do not say shagig kemezid. I'll just mention briefly over here, the Brisker Rav points out, these cases where he meant to say tmur is oila and he said tmur is shlomim, or he meant to say shar shachar and he said shar lovan, he says these are not simply cases of shagig, these are cases of ein piv veli by shavin. In general, Shayig is where he says something that he intended to say, just it was based on a mistake. Had he known a certain fact, he would not have said what he said. Shayig, in this case, the Chayig is much worse than that. It was simply a slip of the tongue. He did not say what he intended to say. This the Chayig we are not referred to as Shayig. He says, the Chayig we could have explained the Gemara, Lulei Divrei Rashi, is that when the Gemara says, Kasafer Leimar Tmuras Oila V'Amar Tmuras Shlamim, not that it was a slip of the tongue, rather the case is talking about, he had an Oila in his house and he had a Shlamim in his house. One of the animals walked out, he thought it was the oila, really it was the shlamim, and then he had a behemah of chulin, and he said, I want this behemah of chulin to be a tmura, tachas this behemah of kachim, which just walked out of the house. So he thought that he's being maimer from the oila, really it turned out he was maimer from the shlamim. This is not a case of ein piv veli by shavin, he knew what he was saying, it wasn't a slip of the tongue, but it was based on a mistake, his intention was to do a tmura's oila, he ended up doing a tmura shlamim. This is how the Brisker Rav says, l'chair, we could have understood the Gemara lulei divrei Rashi. The way Rashi explains that the Brisker Rav says is much greater of a chiddush that we say Rabbi Shayi Kemezid even in the case of Ein Piv Veli Bay Shavin. Agapam, this was the second mahalach of the Gemara. What does it mean Asa Shayi Kemezid B'Tmura? The third mahalach the Gemara brings Rishim Rabbi Yechanan, and the Shita Mekvetzes over here points out in Ois Ches, Achar, there seems to be a steer in Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara just a few lines before brought Rishim Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan a different pshat in the Mishnah. He suggests that we have to be gerus before in the second mahalach only Rabbi Yechanan without Rish Lakish. Over here, the third mahalach, that should be Rish Lakish. Al-Kapanam, what's this chat? The case of the Mishnah is, Bo'imer Teitzei Zu V'tikonis Zu. Rashi explains, he had a behemoth Mima which had been hooked as a carbon, and he said, Teitzei Zu V'tikonis Zu, he thought that he could replace it by being makdish the second one, the first one will be Yotze L'chulin, as is the din if the first one had been a Balmum, you could be paid and it will go out L'chulin. He thought that's what would happen over here. This is the case where we need the Chiddush of Asa Shayi Kemezid. And even though we know from the more earlier in the Aftes that the Lisser of Tumura, since the Pasuk says, Tula Shayne Suliach Lefenev Leyomer Oisai, includes both in the case where what he's trying to do is trying to be Moitzi the Hegdash Lechulin and replace it with a different one, and in the case where his intentions are that both of them should be Hegdash. If his intentions were either one of these, this is included in the Isser of Tumura. And really, in truth, the more of there is Mavur, that the Pashtus, the more simple case, would be where his intentions were to be Moitzi the Hegdash Lechulin. You need a second pasuk of Layomir to tell us that even if his intentions were that both should be Niskadish, also that's included in the Isser of Tmura. Here L'chair would seem to be saying otherwise. Here Rashi seems to be saying that since his intentions were to be Moitzi the Hegdash Lechulin, you would think that's considered a Shegig, since he did not intend that both should be Niskadish. A real Moitzi Tmura is when he's not trying to be Moitzi the first one Lechulin. This would not seem to fit with the Gemara and Daf Tes, which is Mavur, that a real Tmura is when he's trying to be Moitzi Lechulin. Even though it doesn't work, the Torah says he gets Malkus for trying to do so. If so, why would you need the extra Joshua to tell us the Rabbi is Shegi Kemezid? However, if we look carefully in Rashi, Rashi himself explains this, not that there will be a tzad to say that one who has intentions to be Maitzi the first one, L'chulin, is considered a Shaygeg because he did not have Kavana for a real Maitzi Tmura, and the Kavana to be Makdish the second one, and that the first one should be Yotzi L'chulin, it is a real Tmura. The Torah says he gets Malkus for trying even though it's Nachal, the first one is not Yotzi L'chulin. The reason we're calling this a Shaygeg, and you need a special din of us, a Shaygeg Kemezid, is because the case he's talking about, similar to the way Chizkiyah explains, it's a case of Omer Mutter. He thinks that this Maisa which he's doing is not a Maisa which the Torah assered. Just Chizkiyah explained, he didn't know Bechal the Isser Tmura. He was Omer Mutter of the entire Isser. Here we're talking about a person who does know that it's assered to be Meimer, just he thinks the only type of Tmura that the Torah assered was the case when he's trying to be Makdish the second one as well, in a case where he's trying to be Moitzi the first one in the Chulin, he thinks that that's not included in the Isser. This is before the end of Rashi, Dibur Maschal Teitzei Zu V'tikon Azu. Lashon of Rashi over there is, Shahu Yedea Shat Tmura Asura. Ava Bakiya Gavna Sofer Demutter. He thought in this case, when you're trying to be Moitzi the Hekdash L'chulin, in that case it would not be included in the Isser. But Hakamam, this Mahalach of Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Yerzal Shituk Betes, the Mahalach of Reish Lakish, is similar to the first Mahalach of Chizkiyah. It's also talking about a case where he's a Sheikh because he's Omer Mutter. However, Kapshute, this Shita would be coming to argue on Chizkiyah. This Shita would hold that if he's Omer Mutter of the entire Isser of Tmura, that would be more similar to an Einis. He doesn't know anything about the Isser. There we would not say the Rabbi Shayyid Kemezid. The Rebbe of Shayyid Kemezid is only in this case where he knows about the general Isser of Tmura, just he thinks that in this case, the way he's doing it, it's not included in the Isser. Now, according to this third Mahalach of the Gemara, what is the parallel of Kochim, a similar case that we're contrasting to this case of Tmura? So it seems here the Gemara did not find a very similar parallel, a case where he knew that it was also to be Makdash Baal Mum, but he didn't realize that in this specific way that he's doing it is also included in the Isser. So here the Gemara brings an example which is not so similar, in cases where he had a behema, a carbon which got a mum, he shechted and he ate it without pidyon. Rashi explains he knew that it was also for a zar to eat kochim, just that he thought once it gets a mum ready, then it can't be eaten even without pidyon. Now it's interesting, Rashi says, we're talking about the Isser for kochim to a zar, the Shita Megbetes and Ois Tess over here in the Hashmotus, he explains differently, we're talking about the Isser of Me'ilo. If one eats from a carbon without Shechita, without having the Heter Zriko, he's over on Me'ilo. The Shita Megbetes learns, this is what we're referring to, that by Kochim there's no Shege Kemezid, means as far as this Isser of Me'ilo be Kochim. Now which Rashi says, that we're referring to the Isser of Kochim to Azar, Elochai will be difficult, because the Isser of to Azar is only after the carbon already had a Hakrova, meaning by Kochim, Kochim after the Zriko Sadam, the Basar becomes Mutter, however it's only Mutter to a Kohen, not to Azar. Vizar eats from him, he's over the lav, Vizar lo yoichal ki kodeshim. Hakamam, that's only after the carbon had his rika and became mutter to a kayin. This actually would seem somewhat difficult. Hakamam, this is the third mahalach of the Gemara. We're comparing a case of Tmura b'shegeg, where he knew about the Isser Tmura, just he did not know this specific oifin was also included in the Isser. Hashenkin, as far as kochim is concerned, even if he knew that this Isser for Zarat to eat kochim, he thought that in this case it would be mutter. That's the case of shegeg that we're referring to. Now, in the fourth and final mahalach, the Pshat of Sheshis, he explains the Mishnah is talking about Ba'imer Ikonis Lebayis Zeh Ve'aktish Ve'omer Midaiti Ve'nichnas Ve'himer Ve'hiktish Shloi Midaiti. So here we have Machoikas between Rashi and Tosis, how to understand this case of Sheshis. Rashi understands the case he's talking about. Before he came into his house, he said, I'm going to be Meimer. He knows that it's Aser, he plans on doing it anyhow. Or he says he's going to be Makdash Baal Mum. Again, he knows that it's Aser to be Makdash Baal Mum, but he plans on doing it anyhow. And then when he came into his house, Rashi says he was about machshavos, he was lost in thought, he wasn't thinking about what he was saying, and then he said the words without giving them any thought. That's what we're being mechalik and saying, that as far as tmura, also shegi kemezid, mashenkin as far as kochim. In other words, according to the way Rashi learns, we're only being married by a very specific case, in a case he originally had intentions to do something, and when it came to maisa and he did it, he wasn't thinking about it at the moment, is it considered as if he did it b'mezid? So when it comes to a regular akdosha, there's no rebirth from a pasuk, then we say, lo yosa shayi kemezid. Although he did have das before he came into his house, since lemais at the time he did the hakadosha, he wasn't thinking, it does not have a din as if it was done bemezid, and b'sama hu adin b'kol tari kula, anytime he made a chalais without das, the fact that beforehand he said he's going to do it, it doesn't make a difference. If b'shas maisi he did not have das, it's not considered as if it was done bemezid. The only exception is tmur, that's the joshua of yiyah, lemabi shayi kemezid. It's telling us in this specific case where he told us beforehand his intentions, and when he did it l'maisa, even if he was a Baal Machshavos, so that's considered as if it was done b'das. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis argues on this, and Dibur Maschal Ikonis L'Bayizeh. Yes, the way Rashi learns, the case is talking about the Baal Machshavos, he was Meimer or Makdash without thinking, just saying the words, Taisa asks, according to Rashi, why do we have to be makdim that beforehand he said, Ekonis l'bayezeh v'akdish v'omer? Why is that negated to the case? That's how he says Kashan Rashi. However, the other Shlomo answers, Adarach, what we said before, even according to Rashi, the only reason why by Tmura it's Chal is because beforehand he said already that he intends to be Meimer, and that already he did say with Das. That's the only reason why later on when he says he's being Meimer without any Das, we're Samech on the Das that he had beforehand. He says, in truth, like Tosfos understood this way with Das Rashi also. Tosfos was just asking, why does it have to say the words, Ekonis l'bayezeh? He could have just said the words, Akdash or Omer Midaiti. He could have said beforehand that I'm going to be Makdash or Meimer later on with Das. And then he ended up doing it without any Das. Akavaram and Maisa Tosfos argues in Rashi, and Tosfos explains the case is, originally before he walked into the house, he said, when I get into the house, I want that this behemoth should become Tmuro, or this behemoth should be Niskadish. And he added the word Midaiti, meaning he wants that when he gets into the house, he should be thinking then about what he thought now, and that's when it should be Chal. That's what we differentiate between Tmur and Akdosha. Tmur, even if when he ended up walking into the house, he had no Das Bechlal, still it's Chal. By shaking by Akdosha, it's only if he actually thought then, back to what he said originally, that's when it's Chal. This is how the other Shlomo understands Tosfos, and he explains, surely in a case if he simply said without any condition that when I walk into the house, the Tmur should be Chal, or the Akdosha should be Chal, surely it will be Chal, regardless of whether he had Das B'Shas Meisa when he walked into the house, since he already said the Tmur should be Chal or the Akdosha should be Chal at the time that I come in. And what Tosfos means to say is, he made a Tanai, he said, I'm going to come into the house, and at that point I'm going to have Machshava that it should be Chal, so for Hekdo should then say it's not Chal, since the Meisa he did not have a Machshava, by Tmur, however it is Chal, that's what we're doing in Rabbi Shoyi Kemezid, if he says that when he comes in, he wants it to be Chal, Aydei being Machashiv then, even if the Meisa did not have Machshava at that time, still the Tmur will be Chal. These are the four Mahalchim of the Gemara. Now let's go back and see how exactly to learn the Gemara based on the two Girsais. As we mentioned before, Taisus Mavur, Nagoy Segro explains this way, there are no two Lashonis in the Gemara, there's just a question in the Rishonim, what's the correct Girsa? Is the correct Girsa Laki V'loy Laki, or Kaddish V'loy Kaddish? Taisus brings the Machaikus between Rabbeinu Baruch and Rabbi Shimshin Mishantz, the Rashbi Shantz. Taisus brings this back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph as well, Dibur Maskel Hagufa Kasha. Tosef there quotes that Rabbeinu Baruch held that one is Chayiv Malkus if he's Meimer B'Shegig, and Rashbi Shantz argued he holds there is no Chayiv Malkus for Shegig. That's the Klal B'Kol Torah Kula, we never give a person Malkus for doing an Aver B'Shegig. Tosef there already on Daf Beis points out that this is really telling the two Girsais in Er Gemara and Daf Yudayin Omer Aleph. Again, Tosef there does not say that these are two Lashonis in the Gemara, because these are two versions, what is the correct Girsa in Er Gemara? Is the correct Girsa Gabi Tzmur Loki Gabi Kotchim Loi Loki? If that's the case, now be a right that one is Chayiv Malkus even when he's Meimer B'Shegig. If the Girsa, however, is Gabi Tmur Kodesh, Gabi Kodeshim Loi Kodesh, then it would mean that if one is Meimer B'Shegig, the Kedusha is Chal, but he's not Chayiv Malkus. However, we have to go through step by step, according to the four Shitas, how to learn according to each one of these Girsais. The first Malach of the Gemara, according to Chizkiah, case is talking about he was Oimer Mutter, he didn't know that it was Osir to be Meimer, or he didn't know there was Osir to be Makdash Baal Mum. So if you're Geiris Loki V'loy Loki, then it's very simple. There were no mistakes, he knew exactly what he was doing, just he didn't realize that it was Osir. So this is where there's a difference. By Tmur, we have a Reboot to say that he's Chayiv Malkus, even though he's a Shoigig, Mashenkin by Hagdosha of a Baal Mum. Then we don't have a Reboot telling us that he's Chayiv Malkus for a Shoigig. If it's like Kol Tar Kulo, there is no Chayiv Malkus for Navir B'Shoigig. If we have you hold like the Rashmi Shantz, we cannot be Geiris Loki V'loy Loki. He holds that there is no din that when it's Chayiv Malkus for a Tmura B'Shegig, he has to be Geiris Kodesh V'loy Kodesh. Then right, this score is not so simple. Because here, really, there was no mistake in the actual Tmura, the actual Hagdasha. He knew what he was doing. It's not like he intended to do the Tmura on one Behemoth and he did it on a different Behemoth. The Hagdasha of Balmum also, he knew which Behemoth he was being Makdish. There are no mistakes in the actual Hagdasha. The only mistake was he didn't know that it was Osir. So Mishnah, we can understand why that would make a difference whether he's Chayiv Malkus or not. Why should that make a difference whether the Akdosha is Chal? In other words, by Mukdosha, my regular carbon, if he's Makdosha Baal Mum, he didn't realize that was Osir to do, what would be the sad to say that the Akdosha is not Chal? So the Shittim Gretas over here in Ois Gimel, he addresses this point, and he says, the Pshat would be, he didn't know that it was Osir to be Makdosha Baal Mum. Had he known that it was Osir to be Makdosha Baal Mum, he would not have done the Akdosha. The Lashon of the Shittim over there is, Ein lecha charata gedoyle mizu, v'neder upischa imayhu. This is a case where his neder has a Pesach along with it, since the whole neder was a mistake, the whole Akdosha was done based on that which he didn't realize that it was an Isser. Had he known it was Osir, he never would have done it. That's like a case where a person made a neder based on a mistake. It's called neder upischa imay. Now in the Sefer Meleches Choshev, he has a suffix. And what the Shita of Gretzes means over here, he had it sad to say that what the Shita is learning is that he actually needs a heter chacham. We know that there's a concept that one makes a neder, he can go to a chacham to be matter the neder. If the neder was based on a mistake, the chacham will be matter for him. When a person is makdash a carbon, also there's a concept of being matter that hakdosha through heter chacham. And the melechas chayshev the tzad, that's what the Shita of Gretzes means here as well. It's a neder of pischa imoy, a neder which has a pesach, the chacham could be matter for him. However, he says over there, this is not the mashmais of the Gemara, kifshid that the Gemara is mashma, the Kedusha is not chal b'chlal, lashra the Gemara is gabi kodshim loy kodesh, that's not mashma that he needs a heter chacham. We do find other places, the Gemara Nazir daf tes, the Gemara Mnochus daf payalif, these are cases where the Gemara uses that lashon of neder of pischa imoy, and kifshid it does not mean that you actually need a chacham to be matter. Here as well, the Hakdash is not chal, since it was based on a mistake, he didn't realize that it was also to be makdash about mom. Hashem came by Tzmur, even though he also didn't realize it was also to do, had he known he wouldn't have done it, still the din is, we learn from a pasuk, Yeh, the rabbi is shogeg kemezid, Tzmur is chal, even b'shogeg, meaning even in such a case, it was based on a mistake. And here we have to really go back to the first girsa, the girsa of Loki v'ein Loki. According to that girsa, this is like the shita of the Rishayim, that there is a chiv malchus for Tzmur, even when it's done b'shogeg. Kefuta, according to this girsa, the drosha via the rabbi shogeg kemezid is both b'negeh the chalais and b'negeh the chiv malchus. However, here already, we could pose the question, according to Chizkiah, in this case, where he was Omer Mutter, when it says that by Kodshim Loi Loki, since he was a Sheikh, he didn't realize that it's also to be Makdash Baal Mom, he's not Chayav Malkus, what would be as far as the Chalois? And we could suggest, and this is the Mashmois, as we'll see in Rashi, that in this case, even as far as regular Akdosha, the Chalois will be Chal. This is the Mashmois of Rashi, Divra Maschal Gabi Kodshim Loi Loki. Rashi explains, why is it no Chayav Malkus for such a Akdosha? He says, Dlei Masinu Malkus El Bemezidu Basra. Rashi explains, the reason why there is no Chiyav Malkus is because it was a Shegig. If the Chalais would not be Chal at all, because it was based on a mistake, had he realized that it would be Osir, he wouldn't have done it. That's a Neder Pischa Imay. The way the Shita Mekubes is explains according to the other Girsa of Kodesh Veloy Kodesh, if according to the Girsa of Loki Veloy Loki, he'd also be masking that by Hakdosha, it's not Chal at all. Rashi would not have to say the reason why there's no Chiyav Malkus is because it was done by Shegig, not by Mezid. He could have said even simpler, as we'll see, B'hamshach Rashi does say such a nusach, that there is no Chiyav Malkus because the Akdosha wasn't even Chal. So Rashi will be mashma that according to this girsa of Loki ve'ene Loki, as far as the Chalois, that is Chal even by Hakdosha. And in truth, the Maisa we find, this is actually a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam Perek Al Filchus Asurim Mizbeach, Halacha Gimel, that's where he paskins the dinim when a person is Chayav Malkus for being Makdosh Baal Mum. In the beginning of the halacha, he writes that if he's miskaven to say that he's being makdashed as a shlomim, by mistake he said oila, or he wanted to be makdashed oila and he said shlomim, there loy amar klum atcha yupiv v'livay shavin. There the hakdash is nachal, and therefore the Rambam says there is no chiv malkus, even if he knew that it's also to be makdashed ba'al mum, and he intended to be over the iser, but since the hakdash that he did was a tais, and it's nachal, therefore he's not chayav malkus. The hemshech of that same halacha, he says, misha dima shemutr l'hakdash ba'al mum l'mizbeach v'hikdash, if, however, there were no mistakes in the actual Hakdasha, the only mistake was that he didn't know that it was Asr to be Makdash Baal Mum, then the Niz, the Rambam says, the Hakdasha is Chal, but he's not Chayav Malkus. He's not Chayav Malkus because there's no Rabbi Shogeg Kemezid as far as being Makdash Baal Mum, so if he's Omer Mutter, there is no Chayav Malkus. Now, the Rabbi over there argues, the Rabbi writes, Tobazah, the Rambam is mistaken over here as far as this Halacha, since he thought that it's Mutter to be Makdash Baal Mum, so when he was makdash, it was based on a tois, it's a hektish b'tois and it's nachal. And he quotes Asugi in Tmura, he brings in a vasa shegi kemezid ling in Tmura, and he quotes Chizkiah that says, what's the case? The case is Omer Mutter. The rabbi was goyis in the Gemara, gabi Tmura loki, gabi kochim loy loki. Lamaisi has an interesting pshat in our Gemara, which is different than all of the other Rishonim, not like Rashi, Tosfos, or Rabbeinu Gershom. All the Rishonim understood that if you're goyis loki in the Gemara, what it means to say is that you're chayiv malkus for the actual maisa Tmura. That's what we're contrasting with the Hakdosha of a Baal Mum, for that he's not Chayiv Malkus. The Rav, however, had a different pshat, although he was Goris Loki, he held the Chayiv Malkus is not for the actual Maisa Tzmura, not like the other Rishonim. He did not hold the Ribu of the Rabbi Shegig Kemezid, who said Le'in Malkus, we don't find ever a Chayiv Malkus for one who did an Avir B'Shegig. So he explains, when it says Loki, it's really another way of saying that the Tzmura is Chal, and Loki means if he's going to be Geizes or Ovid, with the carbon afterwards, he's going to be Chayiv Malkus, because the Hakdosha was Chal. Once it's Chal and has a din of a carbon, what is Chayav Malkus for Gziza Vavoida? Hashem came by Hakdosha, there it says Loi Loki, what it means to say is there the Hakdosha is Nachal, therefore he's Nachai for Gziza Vavoida. So on one hand, the Ravid was Geris in the Gemara Loki v'Loi Loki. However, on the other hand, he held like the Rashbi Shans that there is no Chayav Malkus for a tumor which is done b'shegeg, laki v'lei laki means for gezizah v'avoda afterwards. So it's really just another way of saying kodesh v'lei kodesh. V'akapan reivin of there is mevur. And if one is makdish about mom, he didn't realize that it was aser, that's a hegdish b'tayis and it's nachal. As opposed to the shita of the Rambam, Ram held that although for being makdish about mom b'shegeg, meaning a case of aimer mutter, then it says nachayv malkus. There is no pasuk l'rabba shayi kemezid leinin hakdasha, only leinin tmura. Still the Rambam is mevur that the hakdasha is chal. And the case of Mishnah there explains, the hour the Rebbe asked that it's a hektish b'tayis, the hakdasha should not be chal. The case of Mishnah explains, the Rambam holds, hektish b'tayis is only, for example, in a case where he wanted to say shar shachar, he said shar lovan. He made a mistake in the actual hakdasha, a shayin in the case of Eimer Mutter, although that's a shayin and he's not chayiv malkus, that's not a case of hektish b'tayis, and the hakdasha will be chal. We can take a look in the Sefer Idle Shleim over here, he brings a number of examples where we find this, that a tayis, which wasn't really a mistake in what he intended to do, the whole tayis just wasn't, he didn't realize that this was usr, that's not considered a tayis to prevent the chalois. He has an example of a case of kedushin. We know that if one is mekadosh isha b'tayis, the kedushin is nachal. If he's mekadosher, he knew exactly who he's being mekadosh, there were no mistakes. The only thing was that he didn't know that she was usr to him, that would not be considered a kedushin b'tayis to prevent the kedushin from being chal. He has another example over there, a case of Afrasha's Truma, where there was a tais, he didn't know that the way he was being mafish was usr. There also, that's not the type of tais, which is ma'ak of the chalois. Here as well, this is the pshat in the sheet of the Rambam, although he didn't know that it was usr to be makdash b'al mum, that's not the type of tais which should prevent the hakdasha from being chal. Although as we saw, the sheet of Megwete says, neder upischa imoy, perhaps the Rambam would hold enichnam, if one goes to a chacham, he would have a pesach to be matter the hakdasha, just like Ataras Nedarm. Without getting Hataras Chacham, would not automatically be Nisbatil. This is what we're suggesting Badas Rashi here as well. Rashi was Gurus Gavikotchim Loiloki, and Rashi explains that no Malkus because it was Beshegeg, the Mashmai says that it was Chal, Rashi would be Aderech the Rambam. Akbam, according to this, it would come out that there are really two differences between how you Gurus in the Gemara, whether you Gurus Kodesh, Veloi Kodesh, or Loki, Veloi Loki. One difference is if we hold the Zechi of Malkus from being Meim and Beshegeg, Machlekes between Rabbeinu Baruch and Rashbi Shantz. And the second difference is if you're Gerus Kaddish or Lai Kaddish, then you'll have to hold that when one is Makdish Baal Mum and he didn't realize that it was Aser, a case of Eimer Mutter, the Hakdasha will not be Chal, even though here his whole Tais was just that he didn't know that it was Aser, that would be enough reason to say that Kaddush is not Chal. But Shaking, if you're Gerus Lucky or Lai Lucky, then even by Hakdasha the din would be that the Hakdasha is Chal, that would not be enough of a Tais to prevent the Hakdasha from being Chal. Now the next Akimta of the Gemara, the Pshat of Yishlagish and Rabbi Yechanan, we saw the sheet was Gerus only Rabbi Yechanan over here. Here in this Akimta, there were no mistakes as far as the Isser. He knew that it was Aser to be Meimer, and he knew it was Aser to be Makdash Baal Mum. There were mistakes in the actual Tzmura. He meant to say Tzmuras Oila, and he said Tzmuras Shlomim, or he meant to be Meimer the Shachar, and he was Meimer the Lovan. So here definitely the contrast between Tzmura and Akdosha is as far as the Chalois is concerned. By Tzmura we have a Rebbe, the Rabbi Shayi Kemezid, even though the actual Tzmura had a mistake in it, the Tzmura is still Chal. As far as how you go over here, Loki v'loy Loki or Kodesh v'loy Kodesh, here the Chayyar, this would not be Tali in the Machaikas between Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rashmi Shantz, because here, even if you hold like the Rashmi Shantz, he holds the Torah was never Machayiv someone for being Meimer B'Shegig. Here, he was not Meimer B'Shegig, he was amazed on the Tamura, it's just there was a mistake. The only factor to determine whether there'll be a Chi of Malkus or not is whether the Chalais was Chal. So by Tzmur it is Chal, therefore there is a Chiyav Malkus, by Shenkin by Akdosh it's not Chal, there is no Chiyav. Here Rashi, when he explains why by Kodshim there is no Chiyav, Rashi says, in Dibra Maschal Gabi Kodshim, he says, Im Baal Mumhu the Mizbeach Loi Loki, the Holy Kodesh. Here Rashi says, the reason why there's no Malkus is because it's not Niskadish. This is as opposed to the Rashi we saw before. According to Chizki, Rashi says, by Kodshim there's no Malkus. He doesn't say because it's not Niskadish, rather he says because he's a Shegig. As he pointed out, there Rashi would hold, the Chalais is Chal. That's not considered enough of a tais mivatel lechalois. Here, when there was a real mistake in the actual hakdasha and the actual tmura, so that's the difference between tmura and hakdasha. Tmura is chal, and mamel is a chiyav malkus. By hakdasha, it's not chal. If it would have been chal by hakdasha, also there would have been a chiyav malkus. Since he was not a sheikh on Isser, he was a mezid. He tried to be makdash b'al mum, just he ended up being makdash different than he intended. There's another important point over here, and that is, we said that if you holik Rabbeinu Baruch and you're gurus in the sugya loki v'loy loki. The Rebbe, the Rabbi Shayi Kemezid, is enough to be Mechayev Malkus even for a Tmura B'Shegig. However, if Yishlokish and Rebbe Yechanan are coming to argue on Chizkiyah, and they hold that in the case of Eimer Mutter, there will not be a Chiyev Malkus. The only time there will be a Chiyev Malkus is in this type of case, where you meant to say Tmura Seili, you said Tmura Shlomim, or Shachar V'Lovan, that's where there will be a Chiyev Malkus. then in truth, the Rish Lakish and Reichen really do not hold that the Torah was mechadish achiv malchus for an avir b'shegig. Since in their case, he was over an avir b'mezid, the only thing that was a tais is the way he did the tmura. If you hold that it's still chal, then already it's pashut that he's chayiv malchus, it's not considered a shegig, that's considered a mezid. So l'chari would seem that even Rabbeinu Baruch would be maskim, if we understand Rish Lakish and Reichen to be arguing on Chizkiyah, then they would hold that there is no chayiv malchus for tmura b'shegig, that's not nichal in this riboy of gira, the rabbi's shegig can mezid. And in truth, this seems to be the shita of the Rambam. Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Tmura Halacha Beis, he passes the din that by Tmura also Shoyi Kemezid and your Chayiv Malkus as well. However, the Rambam says as follows: Echad Amimer Bezodoin Oisha Himer Bishkoga Hareza Oisa Tmura Veloike Ketzad Hamaskavan Loimar Harezu Tmura Oigla Shigeshli V'Amar Harezu Tmura Shlom Shigeshli Harezu Tmura Veloike. That's the case of a Shoyi where he's Chayiv Malkus. However, it's not talking about he was Shoyi in the actual Avera. He was shaking that he meant to do one type of tmura, he did a different type of tmura. The Ram continues, Avalim dima shemutter lohomir vehimer. If he thought that it was mutter to be meimer, and he did, Aisha omer ikonis lebaizeh va'omer midaiti v'nichlans v'shachach vehimer shalim midaiti, that's the next case of the Gemara. In both these cases, the Ram paskins habezu tmura ve'enei loiko aleo. So the Ram paskins, like Rebechen and Reish Lakish, nalei chizkiya, the Ram paskins in the case of Omer mutter, although the tmura is chal, he's not chayiv malchus, even though he seems to have been gerus in the Gemara, loike ve'ene loike, and so he starts this halacha that one can be chayiv malchus for a case of v'shoigig, but not in the case of Chizkiyah, only in the case of Rebechen and Reish Lakish. Rambam paskins that we don't say such a chiddush to hear the Torah was mechayiv malchus for an avir v'shoigig, and kapshut that the Rambam would be masking that according to Chizkiyah we do say such a chiddush. However, the Rambam does not paskin this way; he paskins like Rebechen and Reish Lakish. These are the cases the Mishnah explains over there, the shita of the Rambam. We'll just mention that the shita of Gretzas over here in the Hashmatos. In Yisid Beis, he quotes B'Shem the Baliyat Teisves, that there really is no machaikas between the different Amayroim, Mar Amar Chodo V'Lei Pligi, each one brought the case the way they understand the Mishnah, but there's actually no machaikas between them, but this will be not like the Rambam, at least the way the Kesef of Mishnah understands, according to the Rambam there is a machaikas, and the Rambam paskins not like Chizkiyah. Now in the third Akimta of the Gemara, which we have B'Shem Rebeichanon, the Shita Gretzes brings us B'Shem Reish Lakish. As we explained earlier, this is really similar to the case of Chizkiyah. This is a case where he had a mistake in din, a case of Omer Mutter. However, the difference is, here he knew there was an Isser of Tmura, just he thought in this case, Isser would not apply. We're contrasting that to a case of Mugdoshim, where he knew there's an Isser for Azar to eat Kodesh. However, he thought that after it gets a mum, it's Mutter Bachilim without opinion. And here Taisus makes an important point. Taisus in Dibur Maschel Gabi Tmura, after he brings the Machlekes between Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rashbi Shans, he says, in this Akimta of the Gemara, there are no two options of how to be Geiris. Here you have to be Geiris, Loki Veloy Loki. And he explains because since the case of Mugdoshim is a case where he ate from a carbon, which got a mum without pidyon, he cannot be gerus gabi kodshim lekodesh. We're not talking about a person who was makdish anything. We're talking about eating from the carbon. Here, a karchi, you have to be gerus loki v'loy loki. The question is about a chiv malchus. That's what we're differentiating between tmura and kodshim. Gabi tmura, he will get malchus if he was meimer in this situation where he thought that there's no avera to do a type of tmura of teitzizu v'tikonazu. If there is Chayiv Malkus, Mashenki, in the case of the carbon which had a mum, he ate it without pidyon, there he will not be Chayiv Malkus. Now, Tosfos is not mashma, that since here you have to be Geiris Loki V'loy Loki, that this is a tiyufta to the shita of the Rashmi Shants. Tosfos just mentions it as a fact that here there's no machlekes about the Girsa, here everyone would agree that the Girsa has to be Loki V'loy Loki. There is also a piece from Rabbi Kveger on Dav Gimel who quotes this Tosfos, and the way Rabbi Kveger brings Tosfos is also mashma. The Tosfos never meant to say that since according to this pshat in the Gemara, you have to be goyis loki v'loy loki, and therefore it's a raya kenegad the Rashmi Shants. The question, however, is what will be the pshat, l'chayra, from here it will be mucha that one does get a chiyuv malchus for being meimer b'shegig, although it's not the same level of shegig as Chizkiyah, where he didn't know about the Isser b'chlal, here he did know about the Isser, just he thought that the way he's doing it, he's not being over any Isser. And maestro, we still do have a case where he was meimer in a way that he didn't think that it involved an avera, and still he's getting malchus. This is mukhir that the riba of the rabbi Shayyid Kemezid Linyan Tmura is a riba that one could be chayiv malchus even for an avir b'shegig different than kol ha'tahara kulo. So the way to answer this question would be that the Rashbi Shans Kalun the Gemara different than the way Rashi explained. We saw before Rashi explained the reason why he's a shegig is because he didn't understand that the Isser of Tmura includes this case as well. He thought Tmura is only if he's trying to be Mamer in the way that both of them will be in a Skadish. He thought if he does it this way, he tries to be Moitzi the Hegdash Lechulin, and that type of Tmura is not a Nisr. That's why he's considered a Shegig. However, we can understand differently, and Rabbeinu Gershon over here is mashma like this, that what makes him a Shegig is not because he thought this is not included in the Isr, and what made him a Shegig is he thought that the Hekdesh will actually be Yoytze L'chulin. He thought it would be like a Pidyon, the Hekdesh will be Yoytze L'chulin and the Tumah will take its place. Had he known that both of them will be Niskadish, he never would have been Meimer. That's why he's considered a Shege. If this is the Pshat al Derech Rabbeinu Gershon, you don't see in this Gemara that a person can be Mechayev for doing Navir B'Shegig. He really knew that it was a Navir. He was amazed. It's just that had he known that the Hekdesh would not have been Yoytze L'chulin, he wouldn't have done it. That type of Shege is what we're learning from the Pasuk that he's Chayev Malkus. If so, this would not be a steer to the sheet of the Rashmi Shans. That's the Chara I'll have to learn the Gemara, and this perhaps is what Taisus meant as well. He didn't say from this Gemara is it Tiyufta to the Rashmi Shans. All he said was that in this case, you can have to be good as Leika V'Eina Leika. In a time, there is a way that the Rashmi Shans could explain this Gemara, Derech Rabbeinu Gershon, that it would not be a kasher to his Shita that says the Torah was never Mechadish, that we can Mechayev a person Malkus for doing a Tmura B'Shege. And finally, when we get to the Shita of Rav Sheshis, the final Shita, here again, everyone could be good as Lucky V'Loy Lucky, because here he's not a Shegig in the actual Isser. The chilek between Hakdosha and Tmur just is whether it's Chal. We saw before the Machlek is Rashi and Taisis over here, but Al Kapana, both according to Rashi and according to Taisis, the need is whether there was enough Das to be Chal. By Tmur we learn from a pasuk that this is considered enough Das to be Chal. By Hakdosha we don't have such a Josha, it's not enough Das to be Chal. But Al Kapana, once it is Chal, then the Kul Yamda would be a Chiv Malkus. Here he was never a Shegig in the Isser. He knew that what he's doing involves an Isser. Here even the Rashi Shans will be masking that you get Malkus. If you're here, everyone could be good, it's lucky, if you're lucky. Akabam, these are the four mahalchim of the Amoraim to understand the Mishnah, along with the Hezbollah according to the two Gersais, which are dependent on the machlekes between the Baal Yatosfes, Rabbeinu Baruch, and the Rashmi Shans.
You're now starting the third parak, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This parak is one of the hardest in Kachim, if not the hardest. The dinim of Vodis and Tmurais, Karbanis Psulim. It's really the next two parakim, also the fourth and the fifth parak of Tumura, together are make up a block of a very difficult inyanim. The inyanim of Kedush of Karbonais, Chatoyis Hameisais, Kedush of Domim and Kedush Taguf, Mirt Shem, Shech Ziyat Tishmaya, to understand these sigas properly. The Meir starts off with the Riboy. There's a pasuk that tells us Zohar and Akeva, that Tmurais and Vladais are Karev. Gemara says, why do we need a pasuk? Why can we not learn out one from the other? So Taiz already points out here that if how do we knew, even before this pasuk of the cave of Rabbis is at Tmura, if how do we knew that the Tmura is Kadosh? Right? It says in the Torah, Bahayu Tmurasi Yakodesh. For it's the pasuk that the Tmura is Kadosh. The Nidan of the Sugya is the Tmura Karev or not? Is it just Kadosh and it goes Lemisa or Laria? Or no, it doesn't get a din hakrava. That is the nidah. By Vladis, however, we have no parsha in the Torah that Vladis are Kaddish, except over here. This pasuk of Zohar, or the other pasuk brought down later on the Amud, these psukim are the riboy that there's Kedusha and Vladis. So in Cain, the Piskarov, and the Sfazem has asked, how did the Gemara want to learn out that we would know that the Vlad is Kariv, not that Tamura is Kariv? Bishlama Tzmura, we know that it's Kaddish. The Pasuk just came to say that Kedusha is a Kedusha of Akrava. But a Vlad, we don't know Bechlad that it's Kaddish. So what makes it easy to dream up that it should also be Kariv? Because it's limit of Tzmura. Say the Brisk Rav in the Tzvasemes that Mavur here that we would know Minasvara that a Vlad is Kaddish even without a parish in the Torah. Why? Because it's Gidule Hekdish. So you have a carbon that grows, it got fatter, it got, just like if you get more fat, then all that extra fat is Kaddish. So too, now that it has an Uber, it has another Yerech. It's also Kaddish. We didn't Gidule Hekdish. And even after it's born, the Kedusha stays. So we know Minasvara that there's a Kedusha on the Vlad, we didn't Gidule Hekdish. That we would know Minasvara. So the Sfasemes, therefore, takes it one step further. Very logical step. Says the Sfasemes that even though we are not able to learn out Vladis from Tmurais, because Tmurais Neig Bekol HaKachim and Vladis are not. So therefore we would not know that a Vlad is Karev. But Ikri say that it's Kedule Hekdesh, that we know Minasvara, and that stays even Lamaskana. Says the Sfasemes, and therefore we would know that the Vlad has Kedushas Domim. That states, in the Kaddish of Vlad where Kedushas Domim, of the original carbon of the mother. So we would not learn out that it's Kaddish or Din HaKrava like by Tzmura. from this. That even the man Domar, that Vodas Kachim Bava Yosin in Kedeshim, that's only Lagabe, the Din Kedusha Guf, mitad the parish of Vodas. But we still have the Svara that has Kedusha's Domim, because it's Kedula Hektish. That stays. Oh, that's the Chiddush of this Fasemis. Fasemis later on, and that Flamiral wants to explain it. Rashi Apivis, Yisoy. Fasemis brings that his son-in-law asked him, from Mishnah later on, the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak, it says that if you have a behema muberes, korban that's muberes, a shlomim muberes, you could be magdish the vlad for a different korban. The man damer vlad is kachim be havayosin in kedushim, so vlad does not yet have kedusha, so you could be magdish to be another korban. So asks the son-in-law of the Sfasemes, if the vlad already has kedusha's domim, mitad the din of gidulei hektish, then why should you be able to be makdish for another korban? In kedusha chola kedusha. Kedusha gedoyva. And the Sfasemes. So basically, Mishkarov, or then in Sefer Minchas Avraham, the Mishkarov said a little bit, benusachachav in the Sfasemes. That it's true that it's mukach in our sugya, that in that svara, it could be kaddish, mitin, mitag, gidula hektish. But the Maisa, it's not. And now we have a new parasha of Lodis. So once the Torah gave a parasha of Lodis, that's mafkia, that's the only the Vlad is Kaddish. We no longer get down to be makdish and kedushas domim, mitzad the din of gidulei hektish. No. The one and only way that the Vlad is Kaddish is only mitzad the parasha of Vlad is hektish, Vlad is Kaddish, the new parasha. Because we're no longer down that they're Kaddish mitzad the din of gidulei hektish. With Meila, it's mutual for this question of the Sfasemes. That l'maisa, l'chomaisa, l'mandar rabbi yostin in kedushim, there's no kedusha bichlal until the Shas Aleda. We no longer don on the din of Gidulei Hektish. That's the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav. Another point here is an Iker Kedusha of the Geder that Vlodis are Kaddish. What does it say here in the Parsha of Vlodis? There's a Gemara later on in the Avlam and Alephim and Beis that says there, Gemara brings a mission in Me'ila, that there's no Me'ila on Chalev HaMukdashin and Beit Zeitairin. The milk and the eggs of Karbanis, there's no Me'ila. It says the Gemara that even the man of Amar, that there is Me'ila in Gidulei Hektish, it's only in Gidulim de Chazul Mizbeach. But Gidulim de Loi Chazul Mizbeach Loi. Here these Gidulim of the milk and the eggs are not Chazul Mizbeach. That's why there's no Me'ila. The only time they find Me'ila in Gidulei Hektish is Gidulim de Chazul Mizbeach. So what are these Gidulim that are Chazul Mizbeach? Rashi says, "Kigoyin vlodus kachim." Before in Rashi, that the vlodus are kaddish mitzin mitzad gidulei hektish. So Taisus there asks in Rashi, that's not true. Vlodus have their own parsha, rakadashecha, or zohar, rabbis savlad. Vlodus have their own makar that they're kaddish. That means that they didn't gidulei hektish. So the Minchas Baruch and Simin Lamed Aleph. Sefer Yegi Aryeh from the Imik Bracha, there, and the Flamin Aleph Mebez, both of them say that Rashi learned, that if Ad Rashi agrees with Tesis, there's a new parasha of Lotus Kachin. So Rashi learned that the gedder of the parasha is, the gedder of the Kedusha of the Vlad is Mitzah Gidulei Hektish. The Pasuk was Mechadish that here we are Mitzchashim with the Gidulei Hektish. Kafi, the way that the Torah said it, Vahava Yasan or Vamei Imon, but it's the gedder of the kedusha of Lodis is mitzad din gidulei hektish. Avada makor from Rashi is our sugya that we thought to be marbe of Lodis bechlal of gidula. Even though we can learn that Abin Asvara from Tzemurah, the Gemara says, but according to Rashi, the yisoid is still true that there is kedusha in Lodis mitzad gidula, and that's what is chadish in the parsha. But Taisus the Elamites argues on Rashi. Taisus says that it's not mitzad gidula. Nashon and Tesis, the Tesis means that the Gedder, even after the Parsha, there's no din of Gidulin. The whole din is, it's a new Parsha, a new din. It's said that the Vlad of a Korban is also a Korban. Not because it's his God and Mikoyach, the Kedusha of the Mother. So the Yege Aryeh wants to explain with this, Machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Bechayr is that Tes Vavim and Beis is in the Vur, that when you have a Korban with Muberes, and you're paid to the mother, the pidyon works also for the vlad. Before in Rashi. Midaraisa it works, midrabbana not, but midaraisa, the pidyon of the mother works for the vlad. But Tesis later on in Tzmura and Daflam and Aleph and Beis argues. Tesis also, the pidyon of the mother does not work for the vlad. So what's the machlokes? Says the Yegar, yeah, it's machlokes l'shitasa. Rashi knows that the whole kedusha of the vlad is mitzar gidule hektish. And Mele holds Rashi that when you're paid to the mother, she doesn't get paid to work for the mother, also works for the gidul of the mother. We can add in, and Rashi says on the Omen Aleph by us, and if you die in Omen Aleph, and the kedusha of the vlad is mitzar uber yerachimoy. We look at the vlad as a hemshach of the kedusha of the mother. So Mele, when you're paid to the ima, you also paid to the yerach. They all go together. Taisus holds not this way. Taisus holds the kedusha of the vladis is a new parsha. It's not mitzad the din of kidula. So maybe the opinion of the mother does not work for the vlad, because the vlad has its own kedusha. It's unrelated and disconnected to the kedusha of the mother. It's not as a chilek of the mother. If I did the din of the vlad, is the same din as the mother. But the sort of the kedusha is not that we look at the kedusha of the mother is getting bigger. Either it's its own din. So maybe the opinion of the mother does not work for the vlad. That's the opinion of Taisus. Rashi Taisus goes l'shitas. And in the Sefer Eimek Bracha, the same Machaber, Eimek Bracha in Dini Baal Ta'acher, in page Kuvas 9 in the Sefer, declares, Itzer Din Baal Ta'acher by Vlodis. The Nigger Parsha of Baal Ta'acher was said by Nidar Men and Dovis, who said things that were called a hektish pet. It's also by the Vlodis Kutchin. He wants to be toiled in Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Levi Rashi, that is Kaddish Midin, Gidule Hektish. So just like there's Kedusha and Ikra Karbon, it's also Kedusha in the Gidul. That's the Hemshech of the Kedusha. All that is, when the Vada of the Behemoth gets fatter, so there's Din Bata Acharos and extra fat. Because that's a Chilik of the Ikra Kedusha of the Karbon. Hashengim Lafitais is not the way, Lafitais it's a new parasha. So there's no Din of Bata Acher and this new Kedusha, which was not Nichol in my Hektish Pet. It's very Gishmak, that's what he wanted to say. Lemaisa Tezel, on the next Amud, and Av Yerchasam and Aleph, according to the Chaginosans, Pshan and Tezel, it's Mavur and Tezel, this he said. There's no Baal Ta'acher by Vladis. It's very Gishmak, Avi Yehimak Brocha. You say it is because you're in Magdashit. There's only this Kaddish Me'ilov, Ayidei, the mother. And it's not Mitzad, the Din of Gidul Ehektish. It's Akobon Lamanu, over here, Machlekes Rashi and Tezel, the Gedder, the Kedusha of Vladis, Rashi, Mitzad, Gidulin, Taisus, it's not mitzad gidulin, rather to new parsha. Mele nafkamina with pidyon of the mother works to the vlad, and also nafkamina if there's baal ta'acher on the vlad. Mara goes on to the sugya of what was the riboy of vladus bali mumin? What's their din? It's machleka Shmuel and Barpada. Shmuel says that they're karev according to Rebbe Lazar. Barpada says they're luria. Biskarav is ma'ira in the lashon of the Gemara says lemai hilchisa. For what were they nisrabe? That's not the machlekes. That's not the nida. And everyone agrees that the vlad is kaddish, kedusha of the mother. Shailos, what do you do with it now? Is it kariv or not? The question isn't how to learn up the pasuk. The question is, does the soul of the mother go over to the vlad? What's the lamai hilchasa of the gemara? So Rishkarav Lamaisa brings Rashi and Mechayrus and Aftez Zovim and Beis. There are also more quotes of machlekes Shmuel and Barpada. And there Rashi says that lafi Barpada, the vlad is roya. The yiplu dom of l'nidava. Money goes to a nidava, which means nidava always means l'kaitam izbeach. You bring it as an oila, l'kaitam izbeach. That's the risk of what happened. The mother is a shlomim. How did the vlad turn into an oila? Says the risk of there's two different types of kedusha of re'iyah that we find. When you say that a carbon is roya, achi yipol boimo. In most cases, a carbon is roya. Because you can't be makar of it. In its current state, you can't be makar of it. So you have to wait for it to get a mum, and after it gets a mum, then you can use the money and bring a korban. You have a revei v'nirva. So you can't be makar of them as is. So the kedusha is still there. So what do? You wait for it to get a mum. And then you take the money and you bring a korban instead of it, another korban instead. But sometimes, re'iyah z'chalois din. There's a problem in the kedusha of the korban. Not the problem in this specific behemoth itself, like a revei of a nirva. The problem is the kedusha is a problematic kedusha of the karban. So the din of the karban is to be roya. The din is to be oiker, what this carbon is. Wait for it to get a mumen, bring a different carbon instead. That second carbon is a nedava. Because the first carbon is a problematic kedusha. You can't just take the dummy, the money, and bring another carbon, behem as a shlomim. It's not going to be a shlomim. There's a problem in the kedusha of the carbon. This is the din of that, the kol sheva chatos meisa ba'osham roye. You just think about chatos, the din misa is afka, means don't be mock of it, rather the din is misa. Also by osham, there's something problematic. In Osham Shekipru Bailov, or in Tumuras Osham. And therefore, its din is Ri'iya. That's a Chaloy's din. So, before in Rashi, that also the Vlad Balmum Lefi Bar Pada is also not just that there's a technical problem in being Makrovit. Right? The Kedusha itself is a problematic Kedusha. Therefore, it has a Chaloy's din Ri'iya, to be Oiker, to be Mafkiya, the Kedusha that it has, to give it a new din. Mele that goes to the Kaitim is Be'ach. Before in Rashi there. It says Rish Krav Lefi that it's the Machloikas Shmuel and Bar Pada is not a Machloikas, does the psul of the mother go to the Vlad? Machloikas is Bechlal, what Kedusha does the Vlad have? Does the Vlad have the Kedusha of the mother? That's the opinion of Shmuel. And Bar Pada says no, as a different type of Kedusha entirely. Its Kedusha is a Kedusha for Re'iyah. That's before B'divrei Rashi. Bishrav says it's very meduk in the Gemara in Bechiris. Gemara in Bechiris brings the Machlekes Shmuel and Bar Pada, whether it's Lekariv or Leria. The Gemara there does not mention that the whole Machlekes is only according to Rebbe Lazar. According to the Chachamim, it's for sure right. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara by us does say that. But in the Gemara in Bechiris, they left that out. What's the pshat? Says in Bishkarov, the Yisrael of the Machlekes Shmuel and Bar Pada is even Lefi Chachamim. Lefi Shmuel, the Kedusha is the Kedusha of the mother. That's Yisrael, the Kedusha that it has. The Mashiach Lefi Bar Pada, it doesn't get the Kedusha of the mother. It has a problematic Kedusha. Its Kedusha is for Re'iyah. But Lefi Shmuel that has the Kedusha of the mother, does it actually mean that it's Karif? So here there's a Machlekes Chacham and Rebbe Lazar. According to Rebbe Lazar, it could actually be Karif. And according to the Chacham, no, even though it has the Kedusha of the mother, but because Lemaisa, the mother is Pasul, so the soul of the mother goes over to the Vlad. That's a Machlekes, specific machlekes between Rebbe Lashon and the Chachamim and what to do with this carbon that has a kedusha of the mother. Can it be a carbon befoil or not? But the machlekes Shmuel Bar Pada is the Yisrael Tzik machlekes. Bein the Chachamim, bein the Rebbe Lazar. Is the kedusha a kedusha of Hakrava? Is the kedusha of the mother? Or no, it's all the kedusha is a kedusha of Re'iyah. That's before Midrei Rashi and Bechiris. It says, B'tzkarav, the feed that's Mishav Lahafli, the Lashon, the Gemara Bayos, my hilchasar. Marzan asking practically, does the psul of the mother go over to the Vlad? I think Marzan asking what bichlal kedusha does it have? What was the gedur of the riboy the pasuk? Was the riboy the pasuk of Vlad Balimumin to say that it's mamish like the mother? And then we have a technical machlekes chamin Rebbe Lazar if it's karev or not? Or no? Was the riboy coming to say that it doesn't it's bichlal doesn't get the right kedusha of the mother? It's a different type of kedusha entirely. That's Mizmur Mitivri Rashi, speaking of Machlekes Shmuel and Bar Pada, and that's Loshon Gemara by us. Very, very Yishmak, very Meduik. The Sheet over here in Aisha Dalar brings the topic of the Ri, whether the Machlekes Shmuel and Bar Pada is only by Vlad Bali Mumin, or even by Tzmuras Bali Mumin. What do you do with the Tzmur of a Bali Mumin? It's also there, Bar Pada say, the Vlad is Luria or not. The suffix of the Ri. Taisin Bechayrus and Aftazayin and Aleph. It's a diagram Rashi there. That by Tamura, everyone agrees that the Vlad is Kariv. What's the difference? Says Taisin the Yisayit. Even though Vladis and Tamuris, both of them are Niskadish, Mikoyach, the Iker Karbon, but they're Chalukim Begidrum. A Vlad and a Tamura. A Vlad is, the whole Kedusha of the Vlad is a Chilik of the mother. Ein man kedusha elo mikoyach imon. The whole kedusha is a chiluk of the kedusha of the mother. Befrat if we say that's midin gidulei hektish, even if according to Taisus is a new parasha of Vladis, but the kedusha the Vlad has it entirely with makabel from the mother. Mother gave it its dit. Mashengin tmura says Taisus kedusha bihahi, or the gears of the same kachim there is kedusha bahi. Its kedusha is independent. It's intrinsic. Kedusha of the tzmura. The tzmura lemaisa, you yourself are makdish the tzmura. You said that the kedusha of the original carbon should be chal on the tzmura. But the maisa that you did by yourself was chal on the other person. Therefore, even though we say that the din of the tzmura is like the din of the original carbon, if the original carbon is a shlamim, the tzmura is a shlamim. If the original carbon is an ayla, the tzmura is an ayla. It's true in its actual din. But the side of the kedusha is independent from the kedusha of the mother. The din of befoil that it has is the din of the original one. But the maita hektish was separate from that of the mother, from that of the original karba. Nehla says Taisus that there's an afkamina legabe, the legabe bali mumin. Yabid Barpada says that vladi bali mumin is luria. It's only by a vlad where the whole kedusha is mekabel from the mother. So Mela, since the mother is pasul, also the vlad is pasul. Masha'inkin, by Tamura. Tamura is independent and it's unique kedusha. So there even Barpada agrees that is kedusha for Akrava and not for Riyah. At the side of Rashi and Taisus in Bechiris, you certainly take a chiluk between Tamura's and Vlad's. Another point here is the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is Mechadish that we find Minchas Chinuch is a tough Mem Aleph Sifkat and Hey. It's Mechadish that we see in the Sugya Machlikas Shmuel and Barpada and the Vlad is Karev. It's only talking about when the Behema first got a Mum and then it became Muberis. The Ibor came after the Mum. But if it first was gotten, had a child, became a Muberes, and then got a Mum, says Min Chasunach, everyone agrees that the Vlad is Karif. Why? Harikai Malon, the Vlad is Kachim, the Mehimon in Kedush. The Kedush of the Vlad is Nishlam, at the time that it becomes, it's created, the Mehimon. So maybe we no longer care about the mother. We don't care what happens to the mother afterwards. The mother can get a Mum, because what they hate. Why does that affect the Vlad? Vlad already has its full Kedusha. It's just waiting to be born. So Mela, there we agree that everyone should agree that the Vlad is Karif. Amant Omar Vlad is Kachim Mehiman in Kedushim. We don't care that the moon came after that it became Uberts. That's a very Gishmak Svara of the Minchas Chinuch. This Minchas Chinuch wants to be Miyashiv the Rambam. The Rambam passes in Bergdal of Tamura Alochates. That the Vlad of a Balmum is Karif. Like Shmuel. The Lechemish is Tamea. Tomachlik is Vayas is only Lefi Rebbe Lazar. But Lefi the Chachomim that a Vlad by Nekeva Le'oila is Raya. The word in the Gemara that who would then hear it's Raya. And the Rambam passes like the Chachomim later on. That a Vlad Nekeva Le'oila is Raya. So how come over here the Rambam paskins that the Vlad of a Balmum is Karif? Appel on the Rambam. So Achrayim say a teretz answer the Rambam, which we'll see Mitchem tomorrow. But it's more to get to the Indian of Nekeva La'ayla. But when they get to us, the Menchas Chinuch says that Lafi is Yisoidu Kimiyachi the Rambam. That the Rambam Paschans of Vlad is Karev is talking about that first it became Muberes and then they got a Mum. So there we don't care about the Mum because Vlad is Kachim Mimeimon in Kedushim. And now that we find that the Vlad is Roya, is by the cable of Oila is because it had the psul before it became Uberis, the cable of Oila. And who went in by Baal Mum? The Rambam would agree that if the Mum came before the Heroyan, then the Vlad would be Roya. That's the third time the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is Torah Bostum, and the Rambam is not Mechalik, the Lashon of the Rambam is Vlad Baal Asamum Areyu Ki Vlad Atzmima, the whole Dover, Vyikr of Karoyloi. No mention of when that Dafka of the Mum came afterwards. That's a little bit sauce from the Rambam. But Iker Chiluk, Chiddush Ladino is the Chayim Mistaver. That he old Mehimon in Kedushim. Why do we care that I got a Mum later on? That's as far as the Minchas Chinuch. However, Lachor Yish Lefakvik in this Iker Svara. Even La Nomer Mehimon in Kedushim, Chayim the Pshat is not that everything is Nigmar, Pshat Sehi Rayim. That would be the Svara Pshuta, but it seems that it's not this way. So before in the Sugya, the Chayim is enough to have Zvav. That the pidyon of the mother passels the vlad. If Hema Muberes is Balas Mum gives birth, the vlad is Kariv Lefi Shmuel. But if it gives birth after the pidyon, the vada is not karif. Why do we care? Vat already got its whole din from the time of the Heirayin. Why do we care that the mother was niftes? Why does that pass on the vat? Alamai is mukach in the Gemara. Rabbochim Bertzavah speaks this out. It's Chaburas and Bechiris, brought down in Sefer Binyan Nochum, that mukach in the Gemara, even under Bimeimon and Kedoshim, it's not that everything is feardois at the time that the Heirayin. The Kedusha is there, but the Shem Korban is only Chal at the time of the Leda. So therefore the mother was Niftes before the Leda, and there can't be Chal Navlad and entire Shem Korban. So maybe it could be a Klavei Arsugi also. Even Mandam B'Me'imun in Kedushim, if the mother becomes a Balas Mum before the Vlad is born, then that already makes a problem in the Kedusha of the Vlad, and that the Vlad will not become Kaddish Le'akrava according to Barpad. Another point here is the chiluk of the Gemara. The Gemara explains the Shita Bar Pada. The Gemara says that by Vlad, the cable of Oila, Rabbi Lazar holds that it's Kari, because Ik Hashem Oila al Imoy. Hashem gave by Vlad by Imoy, Lek Hashem Oila al Imoy. So what does this mean, these words of Hashem Oila al Imoy? So Rashi explains, by Oila Tsoif. By Oila Tsoif, we find that in a cave is Kari, is Kaddish. No problem of Nekeva by Oif. So Mimela, because the Nekeva is, there's no problem by an Oif to have a Nekeva, that means that Kedusha's Oila is not be a Seir Estira to a Nekeva. So even by a Behema, where a Nekeva's puzzle, because it's not a Estira Be'etzem, therefore, there's Kedusha to be Makar of the Vlad. That's Rashi's explanation. By us, we're talking about a shlomim. We don't find shlomim by oif. So you never find a balmum that has a hechsher by a shlomim. That's the malach of Rashi. So today's asking Rashi that comes out of Dover Pellet, and by a nekeva le'oilo, which is also a balas mum, and it's two hechsherites. It's a nekeva, and it's also a balas mum, so that will be karif. According to Rebbe Lazar. Because there, it's the kashim oilav imoy, tamus v'zachrus v'heva marti v'loi ba'ifis. An oif can be a balas mum and a nekeva. And mela, the whole sheet of barpad is only by shlomim. But by oila, barpad agrees, even though it's both an oila and a balas mum, the vlad is karif. And mashmais is that the machlokes is by vladi balimumin of all types of balimumin, not only by a shlomim. Tais also asks San Rashi that he says, it's mucham the gemara later on, we don't care that it has a hechshon oila sa'if, it needs to have a hechshon behema itself. So what's the other pshat in the Gemara? It says Tesis, by Nekeva la'ayla, it has Kedusha Saguf. By Sheinkin, here, by the Balimumin, it does not have Kedusha Saguf. Divrei Tesis l'chor is the Pella. Tesis mashma, that there's no Kedusha Saguf. And he learned that we're talking about the case of Kodam Muman Lekdeshan. So before in the Mishnah, in Bechiris, and in Chulin, when the Mum comes before the Hekdesh, there's no Kedusha Saguf. That's not the parasha of Vladis in the Torah. It's not a korban. Kedusha is done with all it has. If korban has a mum before it got kaddish, so it itself never became a korban. It doesn't make tumura. It doesn't make Vladis. Why should? Why don't I talk about that then? So Sasemis Lameis learned the taste this way. That taste learned the pasuk is referring to the case of kadam mumu lekdeshi. It's not a korban. It's a bal mum. It's kedusha done. So Biskarama no Ilashabil and Kipshute. We are talking about Kodam Hekdesha and Lemumai. So what does it mean that only Kedusha is Domin? So he's saying each one is a little bit of a different Nusach. We'll mention the Nusach of the Biskarov. And because the Baal Mum has Pidyon, so that magic that it's Kedusha, you say it's Kedusha is Domin. Or you can't be Paida, something that's Kedusha Saguf. That's the chiluk between Kedusha Saguf and Kedusha is Domin. Kedusha Saguf is a Bar Pidyon. Kedusha Saguf is not a Bar Pidyon. So, how are you paid a Baal Mum? It has Kedusha Saguf. Elamai in the Din Pidyon is Muchach, where we treat the Kedusha as Kedusha's Dom. So that's what Tais means. The Kedusha befoil is Kedusha's Dom. But it's so schwer. Elamai in Din has Dinim of Kedusha Saguf. It makes Tzmura. It's also because of Avaida. It's all the same Dinim as Kedusha Saguf. So, how do we look at it? Do we look at it as Kedusha's Domim or as Kedusha Saguf? So the Yisoid, as before in Rabbi Chanan, in Chayvei Ta'aris, in Simen Nun Dalet, Sifkat and Dalet, and Hey, Shem Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim said that a korban that first got Kedusha and then became a Baal Atzmum. So, it's Bechef to Kedusha Saguf. Because that Kedusha was Chal in it, it's like Paka. He always says Bechef is being Kedusha Saguf. But even though it would practically be treated as Kedusha's Damim, because right now it's Din, it's the Yipayidin to go out to Chulet. So before you all, the Din that it has, is Din of Kedusha's Damim. But the Yisoid and the Chefs of the Kedusha is as being Kedusha Saguf. It says Rabbi Chanan Nafkamina, and that's coming to explain, that we only treat it as Kedusha's Damim as long as you can actually practically be Yipayidin. If for whatever reason, even if it's technical, no matter whatever reason that it is, that you lost the opportunity to do pidyon, or right now you can't do pidyon, then maybe we'd be treated again as Kedusha Saguf. If it's pidyon, it needs a dinner, you need to do Hamad of HaRacha. If you can't do Hamad of HaRacha, then it's Chazar Diner Elias Kedusha Saguf. Even though a second ago it was Kedusha Saguf. Because B'Yisoid, it always stays as being Kedusha Saguf. Just practically, in the Olam HaMaisa, the Foyal, we treat it as Kedusha's Damim because it's Dinus or Pidin to be Mafkir the Kedusha Saguf. But when you lose that chance, so now it goes back to being Kedusha Saguf. So you know that's the Pshat in Taisus. About the Cheftza, this Balmum is Kedusha Saguf. But LaMaisa, because it has Din Pidin, so that's Kedaya, that its Din is Kedusha Saguf and not Kedusha Saguf. Therefore the Vlad, also, it's nigra kedushas of the korban lagabi it's vlad. The vlad can't have a din ri'ia, can't have a din kakrava, because lemeisa the mother, it's din befoil is for domim. Maybe the vlad is not a skadish, they had a din akrava. That's Tosfos of Pshat in the Gemara. Had like a shame oil alim. One last point for today is the havmin of the Gemara that vlad is and tamuris the din rabbi yachol yachnisanu lebeisa bechira. And they'll die over there. So it's having bechlaut that they would die. Tosfos and the Rosh and Nazir and Nafchafein, similar gemara over there. Say the havamina is that their din is like chatoyis amesis, just like chatoyis amesis. You kill them. You don't actually kill them. You don't shoot them. But you take away food and water until they die. So to havamina that all the whole kedusha of lardis and tamuris is also it's only kadosh lemisa. They're not of the pasuk. They know that they're kaddish for akrova. But here, before there was a havmina that you mekayim the din misa in the Beis Hamikdash. Gemara took that out of the pasuk of Tiso Vasa. But there's havmina that mekayim the din in the Beis Hamikdash. Before that the din of misa is not just a hechitim to the alma that you have to get rid of it. So we just don't give it food and water till it dies. Rather, the misa is a kiyum din. There are ways of how to do the Misa. That's why there's a Havamina that this Misa has to happen in the Beis HaBechira. So even though the Misa, the sin is not true by Chmuris and Vladis. And even like Chatoyis HaMesis, the Misa, there's no Riboy that is done in the Beis HaBechira. But it's definitely Mashma from this, that the Yisoid Din Misa by Chatoyis HaMesis is a Kiyum Din. Mr. Biskarov said this Yisoid, Gemara in Baba Kama. We'll see later on. But already from this Gemara we see the Seir HaZvarim that didn't miss by Chatoyis HaMeis is a Kiyum Din. I'd gone for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.